The Showgram.
I was talking. It was going so well. Hi, everyone. Thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it each and every day. I got to say, over the last couple of days, we've got so much email, and I have neglect. I can't reply to all of it. Oh, we have been replying to it. Sorry. It's Britt who's replying on my behalf. But we have got so many emails, and if I don't get back to you personally, it's not because I don't care. It's just because I'm socially incompetent.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I know. But some people who disagree with me, some people who agree with me, the whole gamut is what we get. And on that issue, Rob Ford, imagine a place that you could vent your anger if you are a Mayor Ford fan. There is a place and a protest that we will tell you about in a half an hour.
Customer service excellence.
And how a woman survived a shooting before the top of the hour because of her boob. Breast, sorry. That is on the way. You know what I like? I like my coffee. I like my coffee simple. I go to Tim Hortons, not necessarily because I like the taste of Tim Hortons, but because I don't know how to make coffee. I'm not very good at it. When they give me the coffee cup, first of all, I don't get why I have to at Starbucks, at Timothy's, at Second Cup, any number of different places, including the mom and pops in your neighborhood. Why, when you give me a cup of coffee, I have to do all the work? I have to go over to the literary area, put the cream in, put the sugar in, and hope that I got the mixture right. I don't know how. I never get it as good as the mixture that I get at Tim Hortons. So, and I don't understand why you have to pay more and then do all the work, like at Starbucks. Seriously, I'm not. I know I sound really lazy. Maybe it's because I am, but I don't even like it as much as a Tim Hortons or any other place where they do it for you. And plus, when I go to Tim Hortons or Starbucks, I kind of get a little intimidated. I don't know how to order, and I'm afraid. And I've walked out of there without saying anything and got the wrong... It was something that I didn't want, but I don't know their language. So when Starbucks is introducing a $7 cup of coffee, $7? Their most expensive one right now is, what, $4.50? $4.50 for a coffee. Who's going to spend $7 on a cup of coffee?
Ching, ching.
And I ask you, Toronto, what's the most expensive cup of coffee in and around the GTA? 416-872-1010. Star Talk is Star 8255. Colin Newell joins us right now. He's with CoffeeCrew.com. What does CoffeeCrew.com do, Colin Newell?
We talk to people about making a better cup of coffee, understanding the coffee that they're getting, just improving the home experience or your cafe experience, and just understanding what you're getting when you look at that giant menu.
Do I sound like I'm even worthy of some of your help? Because I like coffee, and I get it every morning, and I do. Where do I go? Basically, there's a little kiosk here when you get off the subway. It turns out, and I only get coffee at places that are convenient, whether it's down here at Yonge and St. Clair in the lobby, there's a Michelle's Baguette, or at Timothy's. And I usually just get like a house blend or a regular, but I can never make it as good as Tim Hortons can. What is my problem?
You don't have any problem at all. 95% of Canadians get all their coffee from places like Tim Hortons and McDonald's. And
do you look down your nose at them?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's everybody has their own journey with it. With a beverage, whether it's tea, coffee, or a good glass of wine.
Do you have your favorite? I mean, would you rather go to Tim Hortons or to McDonald's?
The choice, probably McDonald's right at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
McDonald's coffee you think is better than Tim Hortons?
Yeah, because they're doing some different things, and I think Tim Hortons will try doing the same thing, and they'll catch up eventually. There's a lot of choice out there.
Okay, I got to say, Kim Geddes, who's our news director here, the other day I was telling her how good McDonald's coffee is, and she laughed at me. And then I said, just go and try it, and I'll be proven right. So let's talk about a $7 coffee that the people at Starbucks think people will purchase. What the heck am I getting for $7?
Well, in this particular case, you're getting a very rare coffee known as geisha, Arabica geisha, with origins in Ethiopia. It's being raised in Central American places like Costa Rica, Salvador, and Guatemala. It's harder to grow. It grows at high altitudes. It's got a very low yield, and it's very labor-intensive, and it actually goes on auction blocks for upwards of $140 a pound, green, unroasted. The stuff that Starbucks is selling now is probably a little less. The bottom line is they could be actually losing money at selling it at $7 a cup.
Why? What if I went to a higher-end coffee shop in and around Toronto? By the way, where are we talking to you from?
I'm in Victoria, British Columbia,
okay,
Canada,
so
the ground zero for coffee.
Ground zero for coffee, the West Coast. They're snobs when it comes to their coffee. I mean that in a good kind of coffee way with Colin Newell from the Coffee Crew. Are there places in Canada, and specifically in Toronto, I'm guessing that you would know kind of the lay of the land here, that already sells this stuff for a more expensive price point?
Yep, there are a couple of places in Toronto, and 10 years ago, Toronto would have been considered a wasteland for great coffee, but they've moved up the leaderboard quite substantially.
Really, how do we fare against you guys?
Nobody really compares to Victoria, Vancouver, and Seattle. I think it's the weather. We're gray like 98% of the year. It rains all the time, and we desperately need caffeine to keep our eyes open.
Okay, so in a second, I want to ask you how popular you think this coffee will be. And Torontonians, I ask you, where's the most expensive cup of coffee that you've already had in Toronto? And Colin, I mean, obviously I sound like a bit of a newbie when it comes to coffee, but do you think that I would be able to tell the difference or appreciate the difference? Do you have to be a bit of a coffee connoisseur to even, pay out the $7, that in a second. 2:45, News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic.
Well, traffic moving slow on the northbound DVP from about Spanbridge to just past Lawrence. Also slow on the westbound 401 from the 400 to Weston in the collectors. Southbound 400 heavy onto the westbound 401 ramp. And westbound on the Gardner, traffic is really building at Dunn. Right now, at Corbeil Appliances, get the equivalent of the HST off. Head over to the Village of Vaughan Mills. Corbeil Appliances, the appliance specialist. Certain conditions apply. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic every 15 minutes. I'm Heather Good. Your next update at 3 o'clock.
This article that I'm reading in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer says that Starbucks is bringing this high-end coffee. It's going to be $7. The most expensive cup is going to be $7 at Starbucks. Are you kidding me? But apparently it is already available in parts of Toronto. Have you tried this? It's Geisha Coffee. Colin Newell is with us right now. He's with the Coffee Crew. Colin, before we go any further, what's the worst cup of coffee that somebody could buy? You don't want to get sued.
Oh, you can buy a cup of coffee in Ottawa. That's pretty bad, but it's bad for the reasons that maybe it would be harder to explain. No, that's a tough question. You can make a great coffee really bad if you just make it wrong, but... no such thing as a truly bad cup of coffee.
All right. People in Toronto, what's the most expensive cup of coffee that we have here in the GTA? And Colin, is it worth me spending $7 on a Starbucks cup of coffee if I am happy with my $1.50 Tim Hortons cup of coffee? Am I going to even know and appreciate? Are bills going to be go off? Am I going to be having an orgasm in my mouth?
No, the reality is that coffee, like wine, is a journey. You've got to gradually improve and train your taste buds. The person who buys a $7 glass of wine is not going to really notice much of a difference between that and a $40 glass of wine. You've got to work your way up from the bottom to the top. It's a journey. You can't do it overnight.
But when you have good coffee, do you put like sugar and cream in it, or is that ruining it?
Never, 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 ever. There's enough natural sweetness in coffee that you wouldn't want to add anything to it. Traditionally, people have added milk and sugar to inferior coffee to make it taste drinkable.
Is that what we do? Is that what I'm doing? I mean, when I'm going to McDonald's or to Tim Hortons, is that why I'm putting sugar and cream in it? Because I don't like the taste of pedestrian coffee?
Well, drink it black. I mean, actually, any coffee produced anywhere in Canada like that is actually quite drinkable, but you have to train yourself to dig into the palate a little bit and taste something that's a little better.
Yeah, some guy just told any kind of good coffee that you can find in Toronto, and then you'd sell it at the airport, it's going to be a little more expensive. Most expensive cup of coffee, $13 at the airport, Pearson Airport. How did that happen? I need to find out how that happened. All right, do you think $7 price point is going to go over with the masses?
Absolutely. There's enough people in Toronto that'll want to try it out of curiosity, or they're already drinking the mom and pops and the independent coffee that's a little bit more esoteric.
So
not a problem. That's always in limited supply as well, right? There's not a lot of it to go around.
Is already available in many of the mom and pop kind of high end elite coffee shops.
Absolutely, it's out there. You just got to look for it.
Colin, interesting stuff. Thank you very much for your time.
Have a good day, Toronto.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Colin Newell is with the Coffee Crew, and VJ, have you ever had this Geisha coffee? Is it worth it?